Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me you built a time machine?
Get ready for a ride through space and time as we turn the pages of the diary. My name is Mark Striegel. And this is the History of Oz. Oz Date, 1973.
Ozzy Osbourne is 24 years old, and within the past 3 years, his band Black Sabbath have released 4 albums, toured the world numerous times over, and they've gone from total nobodies to major rock stars. Now, not only is this band one of the hardest working bands in show business, they are one of the hardest partying bands in show business. And in 1973, the hard work and the hard partying was definitely catching up with them. Tony Iommi, who was the riff master of Black Sabbath, was facing writer's block. The band headed off to Los Angeles to write their 5th album, but nothing was happening for Mr. Iommi. He was having a hard time coming up with any ideas for songs. At this time in Sabbath's history, all the band members were involved in the songwriting process. Most of the vocal melodies were composed by Ozzy, and then Geezer, with help from Ozzy, would generally write the lyrics. But it was Tony's riffs and chords that generally were the first step in the songwriting process. And when it came to those massive guitar riffs, it appeared the riff well was dry. Also in 1973, due to exhaustion, the band ended up canceling a number of tour dates. It was safe to say that at this point in history, due to writer's block and just being completely fried, Black Sabbath's future was in jeopardy. But by the very end of 1973, Sabbath did produce a new record. It was an album that took their sound in a somewhat more diverse direction, and it truly expanded the boundaries of this new style of music that was now being referred to as heavy metal. The album, which ended up being written and rehearsed in a castle in England, was called Sabbath Bloody Sabbath.
Red.
That was the title track off of Black Sabbath's fifth album, Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. Released in Europe in December of 1973, it featured cover art by Drew Struzan, who went on to do some really famous movie posters for Star Wars and the Indiana Jones series. But at this time in history, Drew was doing album cover art, and he did an amazing job with the Sabbath Bloody Sabbath LP. By this point in Ozzy's life, he was already married to his first wife, Thelma, and they had a child together. But his bandmate, Tony Iommi, was tying the knot for the very first time. Ozzy, of course, attended the wedding, where a fellow by the name of John Bonham was the best man. Bonham, otherwise known as Bonzo, had a band of his own. They were also known as one of the godfathers of heavy metal music. They were, of course, Led Zeppelin. And in 1973, they released an album called Houses of the Holy. This is The Song Remains the Same, the opening track off of that album. This is Mark Striegel of the Talking Metal Podcast. I'm coming to you from nearly 40 years ago. The World Trade Center in New York City has just become the tallest two buildings in the world. Roe versus Wade has made abortion a U.S. constitutional right. Richard Nixon tells the nation, "I am not a crook." Israel has shot down a Libyan passenger plane. And the U.S. troops in Vietnam are being withdrawn. The year is 1973, and this is LaGrange by ZZ Top.
Rumors spread around in that Texas town about the shack outside LaGrange. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
Due to Black Sabbath being completely fried in 1973, there were a number of U.S. concert dates with Humble Pie that were canceled. What you're hearing right now are the sounds of Humble Pie in 1973 with a song called Get Down to It, which would be included as part of the soundtrack to the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas video game many years later.
I'm out of my home.
Black Sabbath spent more time in the studio than ever before in 1973 recording the Sabbath Bloody Sabbath record. To help with keyboards on the album, they brought in a friend named Rick Wakeman. He had his own band. They were called Yes. At this time, Rick Wakeman's wife was pregnant with the couple's second son, Adam, who 36 years later would go on to become the keyboardist in Ozzy's solo band. Here is Rick Wakeman with Yes, doing the song Roundabout, recorded live in 1973.
Yeah!
1973, the flower power hippie movement was pretty much dead. The heavier and louder sounds that artists like Black Sabbath, Jimi Hendrix, Deep Purple, and Led Zeppelin had given birth to a few years earlier were now taking root throughout the world. Loud and aggressive bands like Aerosmith, Queen, and Montrose all released their first albums in 1973, but it was a band out of Michigan that really took the heaviness to a new place, with what many cite as one of the heaviest albums ever made. It was a band that many believe gave birth to what would become known as punk rock a few years later. They were, of course, Iggy Pop and the Stooges. This is Search and Destroy off of Raw Power from 1973. Brian May has had a long friendship with the guys in Black Sabbath. In 2005, he inducted them into the UK Hall of Fame. But back in 1973, Brian was only just releasing his first album. That album was with a band called Queen. This is the opening cut. It's called Keep Yourself Alive.
Better every day. But if I crossed a million rivers and I rode a million miles, then I'd still be where I started.
That was Queen. We are exploring the hard rock and heavy metal sounds of 1973 here on Talking Metal. Let's keep the rock rolling right now. This is Ronnie Montrose and a 25-year-old Sammy Hagar. Bad Motor Scooter by Montrose.
Hey!
In 1973, hard rock had cracked the mainstream. This is one of the biggest singles of the year. It is We're an American Band. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of History of Oz on Talking Metal. We are going to end things with my favorite track off of Black Sabbath's Past Lives album. This is Snowblind, recorded live in 1973.
Volume 4 album. It's a number entitled Snowblind.